This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The summer travel season of 2016 is just about officially over and done with, so it seemed as good a time as any to talk to the CEO of the second biggest airline in this country. So a couple of weeks ago, I got on a plane, Delta, as it happens, and went to Atlanta. Not much more than a short cab ride around the other side of the runways are the headquarters of Delta Airlines and the actual corner office of CEO Ed Bastian. He's been on the job since May of this year. Before that, in an 18-year career at the airline, he has been the president and the chief financial officer, and he is today's guest on Conversations from the Corner Office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Ed Bastian, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Guy.
It should be said, as we get going here, that you quit this company at one point.
I did.
I don't want to say you walked out in a huff, but you had a disagreement.
I did.
Over how things were being run.
I did. Company was in a very different place. It was still reeling after the effects of 9/11.
Yeah, and this was 2004-ish.
2004.
Right?
Yeah. And I didn't think the company was making some smart decisions. There were a lot of tough decisions to be taken. Pay cuts. You know, we had pilots taking pay cuts up to 50%. Voluntarily pay cuts. These were not court imposed. This was before the company filed for bankruptcy. And given the size of the investments and the sacrifices the employees were making, I thought the company wasn't being as prudent as they needed to be with those sacrifices in terms of how they were reinvesting them.
It was characterized at the time as cuts that were being made to your workers in order to get low fares.
Exactly. And we're not a low fare airline. That's not who we are. We can't turn around and become Southwest or JetBlue. We got to be Delta. And so we needed to invest back in product. And today I'm happy to tell you we get a 10% premium.
And yet so much of what you do, right, you have to keep your customers happy, but you have no control over a huge part of it, right? Over the security experience,
right?
Over the amount of time that people have to show up at the airport in advance, over the fact that the guy next to me is stealing my armrest, over the fact that I'm trapped in a tube flying through the air for 3.5 hours and you're out of my tapas plate by the time you get to me in row 34F. How do you run a business when you don't have control over so much of that stuff?
Well, we have more control than you would think. You know, certainly the airport experience, while TSA is a partner of ours, we've made some big inroads with TSA. In fact, the meltdown that people were anticipating TSA was going to have this summer didn't happen. Because at least for us in our airports, we got very actively involved with staffing, provided them new innovation equipment to move people through the lines quicker. Because consumers don't distinguish when they're going through TSA from the airline, from the government. It's all one experience.
You have said you don't like to keep an anxiety list, right? A thing that you know you're technically worried about all the time. That said, there's got to be something that keeps you up at night.
Well, there was something last week.
Yeah.
We had the technology outage. That was a challenge.
Well, so talk to me about that. How did it go? Did you get a call at 2:35 from your on-duty ops guy who said, "Ed, listen,
we got a call early Monday morning that the data center was dark and there was no power, and as a result of that, we were going to have to implement a worldwide ground stop, which we had no choice because of safety. We needed to make certain that we didn't put any more planes into the sky. Fortunately, we were able to get the equipment back up." Relatively quickly, within a couple of hours. But at that point, the damage was done because the ripple effect of all the cancellations on one of the busiest travel days of the year, Monday morning, peak summer schedule, we were booked full. We had no equipment to recover. And so it took us a couple of days to get it back.
How do you, as the number two U.S. airline, right? Number two, actually global airline, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get bigger then? I mean, consolidation, you bought Northwest, you know, you took care of that. How do you grow if you have to grow to have the scale to keep on competing?
Well, we're growing in the U.S. We're growing this year about 4% in the U.S. How we're growing is by bringing larger aircraft in. It's called upgauging in the industry to use a term.
Upgauging
in terms of bringing. What we've done is we've taken out a lot of the small planes that consumers candidly do not like, you know, the small 50-seat regional jets. So 5 years ago, we used to have over 800 small regional jets, 50 seats or lower, in our system. That was half of the entire system. Today, that number is down to 400. It's half its size, and we've brought all of those customers up in terms of larger gauge equipment. That's an efficiency play because you can bring more people in more efficiently, and it's also allowed us to put that service on the Delta mainline with Delta employees serving it.
Do you have to grow
Do you need to grow?
I think we need to grow. I think any business that's not growing is in slow motion liquidation.
Grow, good phrase. Grow or die, then.
Yeah, I think so.
You want to be number one? You want to be the biggest?
We want to be the best.
Yeah, that's not the question. You want to be the biggest?
We want to be the best.
I usually ask CEOs, you know, what's this company going to be like in 5 or 10 years? And you'll give me some stock answer about growth and product and all this and that. So what's the flying experience going to be? Not Delta, but us as a society and air travel. What's that going to be like in like 10 years?
I think it's going to continue to expand and grow. I think the question about supersonic travel, and I think that's pretty far out there because I don't think that can... I think that is in direct conflict with what consumers really want, which is the lowest price possible with respect to travel. So I think you're going to continue to see a growing industry. You're going to see us improve the quality and the efficiency of who we are and what we do. And I think you're going to find a better product.
I have a thing I do with CEOs every now and then. Some can do it, some can't. We'll see how you do. It's what is your job in 5 words or less? Go.
Taking care of our people.
Boom. Wow. That was really good.
Thank you.
And quick, too.
Yeah. It's easy.
Ed Bastian, thanks very much.
Thanks, Guy. Appreciate it.
He might be the first one to ever do it first try. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to check. We went about a half an hour all told, Ed Bastian and I. So if you want to know what happened at Delta's amusing, shall we say, air safety videos or why he still flies coach about half the time, you're going to have to check out our Corner Office podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.